Jojo recognized the voice on the phone. It belonged to the pretty young man who worked for Gino Fish.
Mr. Fish, asking to tell you that the product you asked for is now available.
How do we pick it up?
Go to the information booth at South Shore Plaza with the correct amount of money in cash as specified. Someone will meet you and tell you the rest. You'll be expected at 2 o'clock today.
I gotta talk to my guy.
You can talk to anyone you want, but you're there at 2 or the deal is canceled. For Christ's sake!
But the pretty boy had hung up.
Faggot bastard, Jojo said aloud.
Then he called Hasty Hathaway, and at 12:30 they were in Hasty's Mercedes with a suitcase full of small bills heading for the South Shore. They parked near the entrance to Macy's and walked through the mall. It was busy in the early afternoon. The stores were already pushing Christmas. There were Christmas trees and pictures of Santa Claus and miniature village scenes and railroad trains that circled endlessly through the fake snow. Jojo and Hasty stopped beside the information booth. Jojo was carrying the money in a green sports equipment bag that said Adidas on it in white letters. The women behind the information desk were wearing Santa Claus hats. There was a big clock on the booth. It read 2:10. At 2:15, a smallish man in a longshoreman's cap and a Patriots warm-up jacket walked up to Hasty and said,
I'm from Gino.
The money's in the bag, Jojo said.
With the bag still on Jojo's shoulder, the smallish man zipped it open enough to peer in. He nodded.
Okay, he said. You give me the bag, I give you the keys to the truck, and tell you where it's parked.
You don't get the dough until we see the product, Jojo said.
Nope, deal goes down like I said, or it don't go down at all.
And maybe I grab your scrawny little fucking neck and squeeze it until you tell me where the truck is.
The smallish man shrugged and glanced over toward a bookstore 50 yards down the mall. Benny Morris was leaning against the wall outside the bookstore with his arms folded across his chest.
Maybe not, the smallish man said. You know, if you double-cross us, I can bring an army down on you.
Sure.
You want the deal or not? Give him the money, Jojo.
Jojo shrugged. The sight of Vinnie Morris had taken a lot of the ferocity out of him. He took the bag off his shoulder and handed it to the smallish man. The smallish man handed him a set of two keys on a small orange plastic key tag.
It's a Penske rental truck, the smallish man said. Mass plates 3546AV. It's parked outside the entrance next to Charlie's Saloon.
Then the smallish man turned and walked away down the mall. Jojo and Hasty looked after him for a time, then looked back at Vinnie Morris, but Morris wasn't anywhere in sight. They turned then and headed back down the mall toward the parking lot outside of Charlie's. Hasty could feel the excitement in his stomach. Things had gone badly for a while. This was a good thing. They'd be armed properly. They could hold off anyone. State police, ATF, FBI, marshals, anybody. At 2:35 in the afternoon, the parking lot was full. By 2:45, they hadn't found the truck. By 3 o'clock, they realized they weren't going to. There was no truck.